This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. I'm so happy to partner with ByHeart because their goal is to create a future where all parents feel amazing about feeding their baby, no matter how they do it. Their mission is simple: make the best infant formula in the world. Let me tell you a little bit more. ByHeart's patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk by including the two most abundant proteins in breast milk, plus whole and partially broken down proteins for a nutritious blend that's gentle on tummies. ByHeart ran a clinical trial where they compared their formula to a leading infant formula, improved benefits like less spit up, easier digestion, and so much more. ByHeart is leading the ways in a lot of ways. They're the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. It's the only new infant formula brand to add a comparison to breast milk in their clinical trial. And ByHeart is the first infant formula company to receive Clean Label Project's Purity Award. So are you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code minimalist for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Are you ready to take your gardening game to the next level this year? If you're anything like my husband and me, you've been getting your hands dirty in the garden, learning the ropes, and dreaming of a bountiful harvest. Well, let me tell you about Coast of Maine Planting Soil, our secret weapon for a thriving garden. Everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. Their living soils are carefully crafted to enhance soil structure, provide essential nutrients, and promote robust plant growth. With a diverse portfolio of products for all your gardening needs, they're rooted in sustainable practices and a commitment to organic excellence. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. The products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. Their products make organic gardening simple, approachable gardening for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coast of Maine, like the state with an E.com.
Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Diane. I'm a mother of three living in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to make room in my life for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. I hope you'll join me on the journey to think more and do with less. We've been talking a lot about frugality and budgeting tips recently. However, we've not touched upon how minimalism can actually be a tool to help us reach debt freedom. Joining me today is fellow minimalist Lauren Hooper to talk about the impact that minimalism has had on her debt freedom. She answers how exactly we can utilize our minimalist habits to finally become debt free, why it's important to consider the true cost when shopping, and more. But before we get to the conversation, I wanted to ask how you've been enjoying my new book, Minimalist Moms, Living and Parenting with Simplicity. So far, I've heard wonderful feedback and have been blown away by the positive responses. If you've recently finished or are about to do so, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review on Amazon? It really helps others find the book and prompts the publisher to print more copies to keep in stock. Thank you so much in advance for your time with this. I've included an easily accessible link in the show notes for you. And again, thank you to everyone who supports the Minimalist Moms by listening, leaving rating and reviews, or just following along on social media. I just thank you so much for being here. Lauren, thank you so much for joining me today on the Minimalist Moms podcast.
Thank you for having me, Diane. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm really excited to talk about just living a debt-free life and how you've personally got there. I don't actually know your story, so I'm excited to hear it for the first time here. But before we get into all of that, I will allow you to introduce yourself to the listeners and maybe share how you've come to more of a minimalist and intentional lifestyle within you telling your story. So go ahead.
Gotcha. Okay. So my name's Lauren Hooper. I live just outside of Huntsville, Alabama, which is in north of Alabama. I live with my husband, who is an engineer, and we have two children, a boy and a girl. They're 6 years old. They're twins, and we have three rescue dogs. I'm currently studying finance at our local university. I actually graduate this May, and I am so excited about it. I've been back in school for a while now. I also teach part-time for Pure Bar, which is a local fitness studio. They have locations all over the United States. That's like my fun employment job. I am very passionate about minimalism and personal finance and sustainability. And I'm very lucky to be a part of a community of women who are talking about these things online.
Yeah, absolutely. And how are you debt-free?
I am. Yes. My family and I, we are completely debt-free.
Okay. That's what I thought. So I'm curious how that all came about. Like, what prompted you to start living in such a way? Was it when you had kids or was it before that? Tell me more about your story.
So it was long before my husband and I had kids. Our debt-free journey is a little bit nonlinear. So it wasn't really this straightforward, like, we're going to be debt-free and we're going to stick to it. And it just was, you know, easy peasy, which I think is a lot of people's experience when they are introducing something new to their life. I started when I went to college initially right out of high school. And when I went to college, I was lucky enough to have scholarships and grants that did cover the majority of my expenses. But I did end up having to take out a few student loans. And as I was in my first couple of years of school, I was pretty good about keeping my expenses low. But the further that I got into school, I just kind of let loose. And I started taking out the max allowable loans that were offered to me each semester. And what ended up happening was after 4 years at this university, my grades fell and I was kicked out of the university. And I had $26,000 in student loans, $6,000 in credit card debt, and I also owed back tuition for the last semester that I had failed. So I had $32,000, more than $32,000 of debt, and I had just been kicked out of college. And I was so embarrassed, and I realized, like, okay, you've been living this lifestyle where you haven't been paying attention. I needed to get it together, and that was really what propelled me to start paying attention to personal finance. And I dove into the world of personal finance, of finding things to motivate me to stick to a budget. I knew what a budget was. I had been using a budget, but I didn't have the self-control and the habits in place to actually stick to that budget. So I just really immersed myself into the world of personal finance. And eventually I found a job that allowed me to start paying back all that debt. And I just really, like, I stuck to it. I lived and breathed paying off debt, and I stayed incredibly frugal and just focused on lots of work and putting any little extra bit of money that I had towards those loans. And it took about 3.5 years because I wasn't making very much in that job. I didn't have my degree, but I you know, had enough to kind of get by. And it took me about 3.5 years to pay off that $32,000. But in that time, there was a lot of changes. I had 2 promotions. I got married. My husband and I, we paid for our wedding cash because he also is pretty frugal. I'm really lucky that I found a partner who was kind of already living that lifestyle. He was like the opposite of me. He had no loans. He had no debt. He, right when we were getting married, he was going into a master's PhD program, and he'd like set it up so that he didn't have to pay for tuition. Like, he was gonna 8 years of school, 3 degrees, no debt. Like, this man knew what he was doing. And so I was grateful to find him because he really supported that decision of mine to just go at that debt and stay out of that debt. And we were so excited when we paid off my last payment for my student loans. And we celebrated by getting a car loan because we were adults and we needed a new car. We were telling ourselves this message that a car loan is totally acceptable. In one day, in getting this car loan, we went back into even more debt than I had had before when I got out of college. So our car loan was $37,000, which is crazy for me to think about that now. And then 2 months later, we found out that I was pregnant with twins, and we were like, all right, we got to stay frugal. We got to make it work. After my husband graduated, that's when we moved to Alabama. We're all originally from Florida. I was born and raised in Florida. Our kids were born there. And when we moved up to Alabama, I'd been working full time when my kids were really young, when they were born, but I started staying home. And my husband went to work now that he'd graduated. Mm-hmm. And I just immersed myself again in becoming debt-free, because I realized we're going to need to get out of debt if we want to buy a house, if we want to live somewhere nice. And that's also when I found minimalism. And that was like the missing part of the puzzle of, I had been wanting to be this person who wasn't buried in debt, who wasn't constantly having to like pay off things. And minimalism was that thing that I needed to get me where I wanted to be. So we stayed frugal. We lived in the cheapest apartment that we could find in our area. We paid off the car loan super quick in a few months of my husband getting his new job. And we saved up a ton of money to put a down payment on a house. We found a really inexpensive house in our area. We're really lucky. We live in a low cost of living area. And we got a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom for a mortgage of, well, the total cost of the house was $177,000. And then we had, of course, less for our mortgage since we put money towards it. But we just stayed frugal. We just stayed paying attention and being intentional to what we were spending on. And this last March, less than a week before the whole world shut down, we made our last payment on our mortgage, and we are now 100% debt-free.
Wow, that's so amazing. Well, congratulations. That, first of all, that's amazing. And I'm wondering, so we are going to be talking about minimalism as a tool to becoming debt-free. Yeah. What are some of the practical tips that you have that I guess are considered minimalist that got you there? Just, I want to apply this to people that are listening.
Absolutely. So I would say one of the first places you could start is clear your calendar. If you are less busy, then you have the time to slow down and focus more on making better money decisions. You're going to be in less of a place of making hasty decisions. You won't be running from activity to activity. And you're more likely to be really intentional with where your money is going, instead of acting from a place of needing that convenience because you are more hurried. Mm-hmm. So that would be my first step. Clear your calendar. My second step would be practicing digital minimalism. Mm-hmm. And that is because it's estimated that people see between 6,000 and 10,000 ads a day, which sounds crazy because we don't really recognize that we are seeing all of those ads. And most of it is online digital marketing, because we're spending a lot of time in front of screens or even listening to the radio or a podcast. And we will hear so many ads every day, and we don't realize we're being advertised to. And even like the most inconspicuous marketing, like a lifestyle image on social media, even if the intent is not to market products to you, it will often do that when you see this lifestyle that you want to emulate. So I would definitely recommend cutting back on your interactions with the digital world. You'll see an immediate effect on your happiness with your own life and your ability to keep money in your wallet. So that's number two, practice digital minimalism. Number three, shop really only when you need to. Maybe even set a specific day of the week when you're going to be doing your shopping, and when you realize that you need to make a purchase, if you've just run out of something, control that impulse to go out and immediately purchase that item, because inevitably you are going to pick up a few unnecessary items. So instead, try to find a substitute around your house, or simply see if you can do without that item. Mm-hmm. And the other tip I have is to make gratitude a daily part of what you are doing. Have a gratitude practice. Appreciate the things that you have. Say it out loud. Think it in your head. fill your moments with gratitude. Think about what you're grateful for, because when you appreciate what you have, you are going to be spending less time thinking about what you need to be obtaining, what you need to be purchasing to improve your life, which we know isn't really the case. You can't buy your way to happiness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm thinking that there are people in my life that don't really understand why my husband and I are so frugal, or just that I do feel like I am constantly, I guess, justifying certain expense. Like, how do I phrase it? I don't know. I'll just ask that question. Do you feel like there was pressure, and then how to navigate that?
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you more about mylifeinabook.com. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you choose to ask. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. One of the challenges I face with being a minimalist is wanting to be as intentional as possible about the things that I am buying. I do understand that I live in a world where I can't completely avoid purchases. There are birthdays, there are holidays, there are the celebrations. But if I can be more intentional about gift giving, it's so important to me. I've had the experience to gift one to my mom, and being able to gift that to her seemed more significant than something that wasn't as sentimental to her. So if this sounds like a gift that you'd be interested in giving, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST for 10% off today. If you're planning to cut back on alcohol this dry January, Recess Zero Proof Craft Mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. Recess has meticulously crafted familiar favorites such as Lime Margarita and Grapefruit Paloma, allowing you to savor the flavors and experience of these cocktails without the alcohol content. Throughout January, my listeners can take advantage of a special offer and get 15% off the Recess Mocktail Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/minimalist. Every can of Recess boasts a lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients and a calorie count of 25 or less. It's a guilt-free option for winding down during dry January. Again, whether it's the end of a demanding day, a dinner gathering, or simply a moment to unwind, these mocktails are the perfect choice. You won't miss the alcohol, and you certainly won't miss dealing with a hangover. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/minimalist so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
So I absolutely have pressure within my life from family members and from friends to make decisions that are going to go against my minimalist values and against my value of saving money. That is a constant. I can think of multiple situations right now where I have had to turn down plans to do things, or decide that, you know, I'm not going to take part in an activity, or just kind of answer to the questions of, well, why are you not doing that? Or why don't you just go ahead and make things easier by spending this money now? Or, you know, that is something that I face regularly. And first thing that I think about is that I don't need to justify any of my decisions, especially with my finances, to anyone other than, of course, my husband. We're making these decisions together. Mm-hmm. And as long as we are happy with them, then that is what matters, because no one else is going to be living in my shoes, in my situation, in my home. And so whatever I am deciding to do with my money, with my time, with my resources, it ultimately needs to be to my benefit before I'm considering what anyone else is expecting. I let go of what other people thought of me a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it's so freeing and amazing to be able to do that and just have that confidence that I'm making the right decision, and that the people who are really there for me and want the best for me, they are going to be supportive. And I absolutely have friends like that in my life as well, who are so supportive mm-hmm. of the decisions that I'm making, even if it affects them and their ability to spend time with me or talk to me about certain things, or feel like, you know, we're doing the same things and that we're you know, kind of on the same page. They're supportive that we're going to have our different ways of doing things, and I support them and they support me, and it's great. And that's, you know, what I really expect out of a friendship and what I think a lot of us should be aiming for in the people we surround ourselves with.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And I think that I don't want to throw people under the bus, but I think that it is such an important thing as an adult to be able to set those relational boundaries with people. And I feel like so much of like kind of that young adult, not young adulthood, but maybe like into your 30s, I feel like that's when you really need to develop that, because a lot of people are having kids or they have jobs that they need to just prioritize. And so I don't know, I think it's a very important skill to hone. And again, that doesn't mean that you're ungrateful or rude, but to be able to say no, or to be able to explain yourself. I don't know. I've noticed that so much that I don't get nearly as flustered when I explain myself, if I'm confident in how and what I'm explaining.
And also know that sometimes you don't owe everyone mm-hmm. an explanation. Mm-hmm. Just a simple no. Just practicing saying no, or no thank you, or I can't make it, or that doesn't work for me with no explanation is very nice. It just feels really good to know you don't have to explain yourself, because mm-hmm. even in doing that, you can kind of dredge up those doubts of, oh, well, actually, maybe I could make this work. So I try to remind myself when asked, like, oh, are you going to come out to this event? Be like, no, thank you. I won't be able to make it. And then just leave it at that.
Yeah, no, I love that you said that. I think that's really important. So I want to shift gears slightly. You and I were chatting before we got on the call, and we were talking about the hashtag that you like to use, and it's hashtag, but what does it cost? So I'll allow you to tell me a little bit more about this. And then my second question is, why is it important to consider that when making a purchase?
So I love minimalism, and I love, you know, using my resources wisely and living within my means. But I also really still enjoy scrolling through and looking at beautiful curated images of people's houses and their wardrobes. And I appreciate those things, but then I often can feel like they're in opposition of my values. And I don't want to get caught up in the fantasy of seeing something online or seeing something in person, you know, at a friend's house, and feeling like I need to have that in my life. And one of the ways that I've kind of been able to quickly get myself to realize and appreciate that that image, that thing might be good for one person, but doesn't fit for what I'm trying to do, is when I know how much time and money it took mm-hmm. to get that thing. And so the kind of goal that I have with this hashtag is to make it more acceptable for people to talk about how much things cost, how much time it took to obtain them, how much time it took to save for them. Because when I see that information, and when I've talked to others, and when they see that information, it can help them to realize if something is worth them, you know, planning for or thinking that it's something that they need in their life. And I also feel like it can add a little bit of transparency to mm-hmm. kind of the influencer world that's out there. I can think of one circumstance recently that if people had posted how much money something cost and how much time it took them to do it, and if I knew this in seeing an image, I would have immediately been like, nope, not for me. Mm-hmm. And that is those beautiful like fall porch scapes that people have. You know, fall comes around and we get so excited and we're like, oh, I'll get all the pumpkins and the mums and all the other kind of fun like fall stuff that you see, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself this fall, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to slowly buy the stuff, and just my porch is going to look beautiful. It's going to be great. And I was like, I'll just start with like a few things. And so I went to the farmer's market. I got 4 pumpkins and I got 2 mums. I'm just like, I'll just start there, just to start. And it was $120 for those six items. Mm-hmm. And I can't even imagine, I didn't even bother to do the math to think about how much it costs someone to decorate their porch more lavishly than that, with tons of mums and tons of pumpkins and hay bales and all that stuff. And I just was like, I should have stopped and thought about it for a second and realized, you know, hey, this takes a lot of money and a lot of time. And I have to decide if this is worth me putting my resources to. Do I want to put $120 plus towards a front porch that I don't see, but that people see when they're driving by my house? And that kind of is just one of many situations where I feel like if I know how much something cost or how much time it took, it kind of snaps me out of the fantasy of, oh, I want that, or, oh, I can make that happen. And I'll just be like, that's nice, but it's not for me. And then I can move on.
I am definitely right there with you. I was thinking about that because we used to have a really long porch at the duplex we lived at. And I considered the same thing. I'm like, oh, this is going to look so great. And then I considered how much a pumpkin cost. And I was like, oh, I don't think I really want to spend that money. And I do, again, going back to like people in your life, they definitely consider me more of a Scrooge, because even if the holidays, I'm like, well, yeah, who am I decorating for? It, like, I definitely decorate a little bit more now, but it's things that don't really cost. I love shopping secondhand for secondhand, like holiday decorations that are kind of vintage. I think that's fun. Or like using the outside to decorate your inside for Christmas, or even any time of year, I guess you could do. But yeah, I don't think that I'm being a Scrooge. I think that this is our preference, but I guess it's going to look different for everyone. Cause if you're really into that whole harvest vibe and that's what you want to do and spend your money on, then like have at it. But I think that if we're talking about debt freedom in general, it's probably not the best idea. And that hashtag can be really beneficial.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, if you have a lot of debt to pay off, or if you're trying to reach a big financial goal, even now we don't have debt, but we have a lot of goals for our finances. And so I think about, okay, would I rather, you know, like you were saying, would I rather have all of these extravagant Christmas decorations and buy all this garland and just go all out and, you know, look at what that costs? And I'm like, well, I could spend that money, or that could be something that I could put more money into the mutual fund this year. I could put more money towards this renovation. Mm-hmm. Like always something against a new kitchen. That's my big goal right now, is we want to renovate our house in the next year. Mm-hmm. And so I'll look at it and I'll say, do I want that new thing or do I want the new kitchen? And 99% of the time that kitchen wins.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I have an upcoming experience that was going to be for the, I decided not to go because it was so expensive, but I had an experience coming up and the hotel alone was going to be $600 for the weekend on just for me to pay. And I just had to say, like, I just don't spend $600 on hotels. I just am, when I look at what I can get for this value versus this value, it's just not worth it to me. I'm never going to put a bunch of money towards a hotel because that's not something that is worthwhile. Again, this is not really debt freedom. It's just something that made me think about what you were saying earlier.
Yeah, I think it's a great method though, and it's just as applicable because, you know, we only have, we have finite resources, you know, money, time, like our attention, it's all finite and we have to have some boundaries. Mm-hmm. And if you have a set idea in your head of what you're willing to spend your money on, that's a really great place to be because it can allow you to spend way less time thinking about a decision. You can move right past it as soon as you realize that is not something that I do. Mm-hmm. I can focus on something else. I feel like that's a part of minimalism too. You kind of set guidelines for yourself when you know yourself of what you value. There's a lot of cultural things when you live counterculture that can make you look like a bad person or an inconsiderate or a selfish person. And I know deep down that that is not who I am. And mm-hmm. so I know it's okay when I'm choosing to not do these things that everyone else is doing, even if it makes them angry, because my heart is in the right place and I have to live for myself and for my family and not everybody else.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Share where listeners can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren_ETC. So Lauren_ETC.
Well, this was so wonderful. Like I said, I just appreciate your personal stories. And I don't know, I think that that helps people see that this just didn't happen necessarily overnight. Like you actually did have to, I don't want to say fight for the debt freedom, but like at a point in time, you were really struggling with that element of your life. So yeah, I just appreciate you sharing your story and your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Diane. This was great.
What did you think of this conversation with Lauren? I appreciated her deep dive of the hashtag, but what does it cost? I'll have to start following along to see what and how people are posting. Did Lauren's tips inspire you today? I invite you to keep the conversation going at minimalistmomspodcast.com. There you'll find the links to the Instagram account, Facebook page, and where you can find me all around the web. Thank you for joining up on this journey. I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.